The next patient is Adnaris Gonzalez. Last name is Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z like in Zulu, L-A. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, like in Zulu. First name, Alpha, Delta, November, Oscar, Roger, India, Sierra, Adnoris, A-D-N-O-R-I-S. This is a follow-up for this 58-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has compromised the kidney function. When the patient was admitted to a hospital in septic shock, renal replacement therapy was necessary. The patient recovered kidney function, and for that reason, we decided to stop the hemodialysis period. The patient comes today with a creatinine of 3, with a BUN of 30, with an estimated GFR that is 22 mLs per minute. The patient has an albumin of 3.4. The sodium is 135, potassium 4.9, chloride is 100, and the CO2 is 20. Period. Liver function test with normal limits. Period. The protein creatinine ratio. Is consistent with the excretion of 10 grams of protein, which is completely out of control despite the fact that we have maintained a blood sugar that is under fair control. And a blood pressure that has been fairly well controlled. Period. The patient has remained in the same body weight. He says that the blood sugar is under much better control. That he finds the blood sugar between 150 and 200 most of the time after the adjustment that was recently done by the endocrinologist. Period. For reasons that are not clear to me, the patient has not had the perm cath, PERMCATH, removed from the right internal jugular vein. Period. We are going to do the removal of the catheter this coming Tuesday. We are going to remove the catheter next Tuesday. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that is out of control, but after the adjustment done by the endocrinology, the blood sugar is coming down. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol continues to be elevated at 253. The triglycerides 405. The HDL 33 and the LDL 145.
Are you on call this weekend?
Dr. Pinzon. The patient is advised to take the atorvastatin and continue with the medications as prescribed. Following number anemia, the hemoglobin is 12.4. This is related to CKD. He is not a candidate for the administration of ESA. We are going to repeat the evaluation of this case this coming Tuesday when we see the patient and we give a regular appointment in about 6 weeks. Period, the patient was explained that with all the comorbidities and the severe proteinuria, everything points towards the dialysis that is going to be necessary if there is further deterioration of the kidney function. Period, I have to commend Mr. Gonzalez because he has remained in very stable condition ever since he was released from the hospital. There is no evidence of fluid overload. Period, I spent 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes of the time in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.